These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo breakdown.
I think you never knew.
Good morning, students. I'm Lauren Davis.
Bonjour, les enfants. Je m'appelle Michelle.
And Michelle is back from Paris. And if you've ever had a friend who went on a European exchange program or went to Europe for the summer during college, you will get a general understanding of what her vibe will be for this episode. Oui, Michelle?
They don't say oui.
We are going to be recapping season 6, episode 14 of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. We've had a brief hiatus because while the ladies were in Greece, Michelle was in
Paris.
So everybody was on their National Lampoon's European vacations. Now we're back. We missed episode 13, recapping it, but it was
okay.
They go to Greece. That's really it. Yeah. That's for Revelation.
Greece lightning.
Greece is the word. They brought up the fight again, basically, to piss off Meredith. That's really kind of it. And that sets the scene for episode 14 to embark on.
It's not as fun as, like, I don't know. I'm so tired of this damn fight. It's like, okay, if she would get activated, like, you know, like a Lindsay Hubbard, I would sort
she's
of
She's not engaging.
She doesn't engage the
she's
same
disengaging.
Way. I don't want to see her activated, actually. Lindsay Hubbard,
yeah,
always.
Because she really...
Meredith,
yeah. Meredith really... I thought she really put the pedal to the metal this episode in terms
this episode
of
that we're
making,
talk about, really like,
putting the aggressive and passive aggressive, you know, and that I can work with.
Yeah, I can work with that.
Because, like, as you know, you told me that the buzz around the water coolers is that Meredith was offered a friend of role and she's turned it down for season 7.
Yeah.
And that was something I had, like, you know, have been pushing for years, that Meredith should be a friend of, because she doesn't want to engage in storylines, really.
Yeah. She's a character actor, and that's okay.
After this episode, though, I'm like, give her whatever she wants.
Okay.
Let her be.
Well, apparently the new buzz, and I won't name my sources, but it is Reddit. Is that it's like, okay, if she is coming back, nobody's wanting to film with her, and they've told production, like, none of us will film with her.
You're frozen right now. So what'd you say?
Am I still frozen?
You were quoting your friend Reddit.
My friend Reddit.
You're on trust. You're on trust.
That nobody's filming with her. Nobody wants to film with her.
That makes sense. I mean, but I don't like that. I don't like when they ice people out. They did the same
I
thing to Monica.
That.
It's like, you can't keep doing this. It's
guys,
it makes
it's
the
your
show
coworker.
Boring.
Like, I can't, you can't do that if you, like, work in an office or somebody you don't want to work with. Like, as long as they're employed, you're still going to have to sit next to them.
They're approaching of I always am concerned about people getting to a place.
I hate this
Hills,
staging of
you know,
a
and that's
whatever.
I don't like this direction for the girlies of being able to ice people out whenever they want.
Yeah, I don't like it.
See, Vanderpump Rules, they were great because they were all such bad friends to each other. They could never really
could
have
never
a successful
really
united front. They always undermined each other.
Yeah,
and that's what I'd like to see a little more. I wish Bronwyn needs to switch teams and support.
Okay, anyway. Okay, we need to talk about this episode.
Yeah, let's jump in.
Okay.
We are in Greece, and Meredith wakes up, and she's having flashbacks of all the times she's been wronged on this season, especially specifically last night, where Whitney is like, everyone's mad. This all goes back to what you
You're
did
the
on that
problem.
Night.
I don't think you have a problem. You are the problem.
The problem.
It was giving, like, you all the weakest link.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah. and then the ladies wake up and they look at a mysterious spreadsheet.
They wake up and they don't have shirts or towels in Greece, apparently. Yeah.
Yeah. Whitney just walking naked, air drying.
She's like, oh, so European. There's no towels.
Well, they blur her titties with
a Greek flag.
Greek flag. Yeah. Very on brand, mm-hmm. I would say. But Whitney was very on brand this episode.
Yeah, we loved it.
Got to hand it to her. Bronwyn was also on brand because the women find, Angie and Heather find on the kitchen like wall, a giant spreadsheet with each of their names and different friendship commandments. Like, thou shalt not talk about family. And it's like, got, you know, like, well, Michelle, you're an expert accountant. How many rows and
columns
would you say? Is it a pivot table?
Well, I wouldn't, you know, it was a nice chart. I don't think it wasn't giving pivot table to me because I didn't see any like real like percents or averages or just sum of totals. I didn't see that. But what I did see was such a funny thing to be doing while they're in a completely different country. This is how they are immersing themselves in Greek culture is commandments.
Yeah, it's Heather and Angie are as flummoxed as I am, as Bronwyn tries to explain.
Yeah.
Every time you don't do one, then you get a check, and whoever has the most checks did the worst, and it's like a chore chart, but in reverse. And it really is honoring Greece, because it reminds me a lot of the Greek economy a few years ago. Hard to follow, disorganized. Bronwyn kind of, to her credit, knows she flopped with that one as the ladies like scratched their heads.
Well, and just, you know, to debut that at like at breakfast when everyone's still waking up, probably a little hungover, and just to be like, hey.
And that she didn't
spreadsheets.
She didn't have like a scene where she was going to break it down, which also would have taken a long time. She just expected people to see it and be like,
she's just like, and to understand it.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like when people like want to play board games with me and it's like Catan. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I don't understand. Rules. I don't get it. By the time you are done explaining the rules to me that I do not understand, I've moved on. Mm-hmm. In our friendship, I've moved on in my head with our friendship. I've moved on like to a different activity. Like I'm not doing this. This isn't for me.
Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah. I'm the same. I can't digest like all of the rules up front. No. I have to learn by doing things wrong and bad as I go, even if it creates horrible
outcomes. Yeah. Just throw me in. Put me in, coach. Don't tell me what to do. Let me just.
Exactly.
That's how kids learn. You know, you learn by making mistakes.
We're tactile kinesthetic learners.
Yeah. And I'm not playing Catan with you.
No.
I played
once and I've
never
again.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So then afterwards, everyone but Meredith met by the pool for breakfast. And then they were like, wait a minute, it's Mother's Day.
It's Mother's Day.
As viewers, we're like, what?
What? Yeah.
It's very disorienting because like we didn't even know what month they're shooting in.
Salt Lake City is very like there's no time or place. Like they're just existing and we I never know what time of the year it is there because I don't really understand Salt Lake City weather. And so it's like I just assume it always is snowing and stuff. I know they're in Greece right now, but I don't know what time of the year they're in Greece. Although I guess when they're in Santorini, which is like a very popular place to be, and they were like, wow, it would be so much better if it was the summer or something. But it looks nice.
It is summer. Well, maybe it's Greek, not Greek
summer. It's Greek summer.
Okay.
I don't know where they are and what's going on.
Yeah. Here's my thing with, Salt Lake City, too, is that, like, I also feel like they could have been shooting in February and they just had, like, they wanted to do a Mother's Day episode. So they're just like, it's Mother's Day. Like, we would never know.
I would never know.
The kind of shenanigans these ladies are up to.
Yeah. And I mean, as a mother, like, I think, like, you know, everybody wants to do Mother's Day differently. But, like, you know, like, last year for Mother's Day, my husband was, like, Jason. I don't know why I just called him my husband. But he was, like, what if, like, we just did, like, breakfast and then, like, I took Ruby and you can just have, like, a day to yourself. And that was, like, that's perfect. Like, I just having a day to myself is, like, it was amazing. You know, you don't get a lot of those when you're a mama.
Yeah, I love that Heather's, like, whole deal this season, I think, is, like, to kind of, you know, they all have, like, their causes. And I think hers is, like, no mom shaming. She's like, I can't wait to get my last kid out of the house. I can't wait to be an empty nester, have my own life. I'm so happy to have to be like on vacation with the girls on Mother's Day.
Yeah. Yeah. And they, none of them have super young kids. You know, I think if you have really young kids, it's like, you know, it's still kind of new being a mom in that way. And you want to be with them. But, you know, I'd love to be in Greece.
Yeah. And so then Angie gives them the activities for the day. Yeah. This is like a pretty
rules going on.
A lot of rules, and it's like it's kind of tough for Angie to like deliver delegate where it's like when you run the trip, you've got to like kind of make it seem like I ran this trip.
Yeah, this is like, my trip. I had everything planned. It's like, I don't know. Like last episode, like they're walking on in the middle of a highway. It's like, get a driver.
Yeah,
a
donkey, which we get some. Yeah, these groups were like especially arbitrary and producer driven, and everyone was like, "What?" And Angie was like, "I don't know. The producers did it."
I don't know. Salt Lake City cast trips are always like they're so fucking crazy.
They're wild. Yeah. West.
The wild.
East. Western.
East.
Mid Europe.
Europe.
Modern. Okay, so Angie, Lisa, Mary, and Bronwyn are riding donkeys together, and the rest of the group, which is Heather, Meredith, Whitney.
Okay, but this was the thing. Okay, they had two options for their activities: ride a donkey or take a Greek cooking class. Those are such different activities.
Yeah, that's it's so arbitrary, and it's like, wait, so the people who do one don't get to do the other?
Get to do the other. It's like, I can't believe these are my choices. Great. The like cooking class is great.
The way it's usually pitched is like the host asks. They're like, so who would be interested in riding donkeys? And then everyone's like, oh, that sounds fun. And then even though Mary doesn't want to, the producers have already said, you've got to do this. It'd be
you
really
fun. You've got to do it. Like, this is going to be really
fun. Yes, I'll do it.
I'll ride a donkey. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the others are like, oh, no donkeys. And then they're like, that means that you four will be taking a cooking class. And then they react. They're like,
It's like, wait, what?
She flipped on the exposition. But it's kind of funny. It's a Katie move to me.
It's
it was very
like,
Katie.
They're also just like such very different activities.
Yeah. Yeah. Like complete. Yeah.
They're
complete
opposite.
Just random.
Ride a donkey. Make a salad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whitney, she says she's not thrilled about being with Meredith, but thinks it might be a good thing because Lisa and Meredith are by coincidence being split up. So this is a random opportunity for Lisa to not continue to jump into Meredith's battles. Which is like something that Heather and Whitney are on about lately.
Real battle axe.
Basically, they're like, Meredith has to fight on camera in her scenes. Lisa can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fight for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
She can't be her surrogate.
Yeah.
So then they get in the Sprinter van. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. First, sorry. Cut that. Meredith talks to Mary. Mary like wants to check on her. Mm-hmm. And she's like, they're all treating me so horribly. And Mary is like, well, why don't you just like instead of being like
fighting it so hard all of the time and
just tell
like,
Whitney how you feel. You won't admit how you feel.
Yeah,
you're playing the victim without saying like my feelings are hurt.
Yeah,
you're just being like, well, I've been
treated,
they want
to see me suffer. Honestly, Meredith's giving me a couple weeks ago.
Yeah
maybe that's why I was like, okay, I see myself. It's important. Representation is important. And I really saw myself in this episode.
No, I much like I love and accept you, I loved, like, she was just so, like, grand dame. She was so, this is democracy.
Yes.
Which is our favorite.
Take a drug test. Mother. Right on an
yes, it was very like who's
she's
afraid of Virginia Woolf.
And you know I love that movie.
So then in the Sprinter van where only good things happen.
Only good things happen.
Heather immediately also did some clunky exposition. I was like, so what do you think about us all being in the cooking class, Meredith? Because you weren't there for the scene where we all talked about it.
Right.
And Meredith is like, I'm just I've been told not to. Oh yeah, wait, let me do this.
This was so good. Oh god, it's one of my favorite things I've ever seen on TV. Her in the Sprinter van.
I've been told not to speak. I've been told that the way I speak isn't good enough. I'm apparently too educated and speak too eloquently. So I'm being punished for being smarter than everyone. I'm being punished for having a heart around all of you amoral, uneducated fools. What is the world coming to these days?
Oh my god, it was so funny. They're going to a fucking cooking class to make like a salad, and then her other friends are like riding donkeys, and this is her response. It's so, funny. It's just,
I mean, yeah.
You can't write this stuff, folks.
You can't. Well, and it's like, she does have a point that I feel like when you are like,
speaking eloquently and the most educated,
like, then like people don't like that. But also it's like, you have to realize like, it's pretentious.
Maybe. Yeah. And every few years she reminds us that she was an attorney for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, every few years, not, you know, yeah. every few episodes.
It's every few years she reminds us, like, no, I, like, finished college and I got a, like, I got a JD. I was a practicing attorney.
And this is what I kind of don't dig about Meredith, where it's like she really positions herself as like super progressive, like Whitney, Bronwyn, Heather are.
Yeah.
But then she really shames them all for like not being as educated as her, not having as happy of a long-term marriage. Being too like fast and loose. It's like she's actually fairly conservative socially. She's a real Hillary Clinton, if you ask me. Secretly socially conservative.
And she's wearing that blazer, baby.
And she's a secret war hawk.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Jason, you'll have to cut
that. We'll have to cut that and then cut the war hawk because it sounds like coded, but I just meant that she's like fights.
Yeah. And we weren't like saying too. Benghazi. Yeah, cut that too.
Cut that. Cut Benghazi. All right. So Heather is like really upset about Meredith basically calling her uneducated,
dumb,
stupid. People are being mean to her because they're so jealous of how smart she is.
But she's also, she just, you know, Meredith, when she wakes up, like, she's so Shakespearean.
Yes.
Like, she's so... Oh my god, she's so Logan Roy. She's so Logan.
Yes, she's
Roy.
Very Logan. Boar on the floor. She would have played Boar on the floor.
Boar on the floor. Oh, she would have loved Boar on the floor.
But Heather refuses to play Boar on the floor with her. Mm-hmm. She says she like wants an apology. Like she's, you know, like that's just so rude. She can't just like make these.
You sweeping, declarations. You are so uneducated.
And
how dare you? You can leave.
You can leave. And then she gets a Deus Ex Machina.
Uh-oh. As I call it, Deus Ex Machina.
Deus Ex Machina, the sequel to Deus Bigelow Male Gigolo. For those of us who aren't educated in the theater arts like me and Michelle were in high school, that means a machine of the gods who comes in to save her from having to do her job and have a confrontation. And that is Brooks calling her to wish her a happy Mother's Day, which she interrupts Heather mid-word to answer.
Which is... something I do all of the time. I'm telling you, it is so important to see representation. It's so important to see yourself on screen. And I've never been able to really see myself on screen, this was the closest I could get.
Like a beautiful, tight-jawed mirror.
Yes, yes. And I was like, oh, that's me just hanging out in Europe again.
So Heather is like, of course, very upset about this. Also because she's a housewife scholar, and this really reminded me of the one and only systemic bullying of Miss Kelly Ben-Simone when she answers the phone to talk to her daughter C and walks around the conversation in front of the cameras so that they can't film or talk around her while she's on the phone.
Oh my god, we love that. Yeah, no, she's literally talking circles around everyone.
Yes. Well, everyone has to just, yeah, it's like calling like, it's like, imagine like being at your office and then, oh, actually someone did this once in my office and it was so funny. And just like, I think it was because he was trying to like get the next day off because of his dog or something. So he was laying an alibi, but he was like loudly yelling about like, what? The dog sitter won't watch her anymore while doing laps around the office. Like, well, that's terrible. Well, she didn't know. It probably wasn't even a bite. So, and like, so no one
just anytime you're walking around while on your phone pacing, like it's never, it doesn't even matter what you're talking about. Something is really wrong.
Something's going on.
Something's going on. Something's up.
Yes. You've disconnected from what's around you.
Right.
Which is very much the case here, which Heather, everyone's kind of shocked. And just kind of sitting there waiting for her to finish. And then finally, she gets the message, hangs up, and Heather's like, I need an apology.
Oh my God.
You gave me one, but it just like, it wasn't good enough.
Yeah. What a shrewd bitch.
I know. It's like at this point, up like in the episode, up until now, she's been in the right for this part, but she's just been, it's so her trigger when Meredith acts smarter than her because she thinks she's smarter than Meredith.
Yeah.
It's like she's kind of the same, but she's better at seeing, a human being.
Yeah.
A normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like not Orson Welles.
No. Yes. Orson Welles. War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds. And then Whitney is like, and Meredith, I have no clue why you're mad at me either. And Lisa goes, oh my God, it's because you got a lucky pop pepper. It's because you got a pop pepper.
For Baby Gorgeous.
And then Whitney's like, oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, sorry about that. Oh, when I called you an alcoholic on national television and made it about myself. Baby, sorry, mama.
In Whitney's defense, she always knows when to back down. She is so good at that. She's like, oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. She's like Steve Urkel. Like, Did I do that?
Then she wears very Urkel-like high unitard with like high waist as well.
I love a high waist. Mm-hmm.
They all get dropped off at their, various donkeys, similar activities.
Yeah, the donkey station and then, with a chef at a cooking class.
Yeah, and, up the stairs and kind of like this Greek,
up the downstairs
amphitheater area where they can look down upon
the peasants, the axes.
Including Meredith, who has refused to participate. So she is walking in a denim fringed skirt and high heels on the cobblestone.
Oh, my God.
Very slowly.
Yeah. Which is like actually smart because
it's not waiting to happen. I was worried about
her. You will fall down. Like, that's so crazy. Oh, my God. I found out something about Greece, though. You can't, if there's ancient rocks in a place, like, you have to just, like, build around it. You can't move them. So, like, there's an H&M somewhere in Greece where, like, they've had to block off or, like, I don't know. Like, you see these ancient rocks. You can't move them. You can't touch them. Mm-hmm. And it looks like a little museum. And then it's, like, H&M. Yeah.
Ah.
Anyway.
For all of us, all of those igneous
You haven't been to Europe.
Oh, I haven't been to Europe. Oh, right. This is part of your
This is my new thing. It's my new identity.
Your new personality. Yeah.
It's my new personality.
Right. So then they all the ladies sit down on their, little stone. What would you call it? Like a what do they call it in Europe? When it's like an upstairs it's not like a castle, but
I don't know what they were at. I don't know.
I saw, like, they have it, like, in Room with a View, they have a lot of, like, in Italy, they have a lot of them.
Yeah, like, I don't know. They're just sitting.
Veranda?
I guess so. It's kind of like a veranda. Yeah, but, like, there's, like, the vista. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They're sitting on rocks, basically, but it's very pretty.
On chairs.
Like, they're cherished rocks.
Cherished rocks, yeah. And then, they talk more about Meredith and how She's Democracy not Manifest, yeah. She was. And then the other group, they're on the donkeys. Mary, what is... Okay, Mary is like the arbiter of farts and poop this season.
This is so
funny.
She's
obsessed.
Yeah.
She's like comparing, like, my donkey had normal poop. Yours had watery diarrhea.
Well, it's like, you know, I mean, I think your poop says a lot about where your health is. Like the state of your health.
I don't want to hear that. Oh. I don't want to hear that. No.
Well, you know how there's like there. What is that? What is that poop scale
Bristol,
called?
Bristol yeah. stool chart.
Yeah,
but she has like a real fixation. Like that's where
this
her
is
mind
her special
is always
interest
with poops
right
and
now.
Farts. Yeah, it kind of is. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's like at least someone's keeping an eye on it.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, you know, it's okay to concentrate on that. She's got a lot of stuff happening, and so you know if this mm-hmm. is what she wants, if this is like how she channels her anxiety, that's fine.
Yeah.
Donkey
and I do like that it's very like as always with her, it does not seem like she is trying to pander or be funny, or she got a laugh on farts and now she talks
She's
about farts all the
serious.
Time. She really is just like really kind of fixated on that
yeah.
right now
yeah.
in
this
an
is,
organic
yeah,
way.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with the women, but Mary's got to talk about this right now.
That's what that's really, I would say, she's more interested in that than any interpersonal
yeah.
conflict.
Yeah.
So then Meredith comes back to the table and Giovanni, who's their nice host at the table,
yeah.
who's like, you know, giving them the wine and the Greek salad parts. And he's saying, Opa, he's very friendly. He's half Italian, half Greek, like yeah. a Greek salad. I was like, wait, Greek salad?
Like a
Italian?
Greek salad. And I was like, there's something Italian and Greek?
Yeah, I didn't know
salad?
That either.
I was like, the olives? No. It's no. like, I think olives are
And I was like, feta? No, that's Italian too.
Feta's, that's Greek. No, that's
or
all
a Greek.
Greek
too. That's
I don't
Greek
think
too.
There's yeah. any, I don't think there's anything like Italian in a Greek salad.
I don't know. Well, I don't want to argue with Giovanni know. Though. I'll defer to the
I
expert.
Know. I don't think it was like there wasn't like a pasta dish in there. Pizzas.
Yeah. Chickpeas? No, that's Mediterranean.
I don't think so.
And that's also optional. Red onion?
I don't think
okay.
that
oh, let's,
that's
we
not
we can't play this anymore. This
not
is not a compelling podcast. okay. So then so Meredith joins and like the ladies are like making moussaka and Meredith slowly leans back and yeah. starts to gently.
She's getting in character again. Where
yes.
she's like she's Jeremy Stronging method acting.
Yes,
she's
method
getting
acting.
Ready, and she's gonna. You know, it's like that thing where he's always that character on set, whether he's
yes.
filming or not. This mm-hmm. is now Meredith. She's coming and, back on set, and she's getting back
yeah.
into it.
Manic I really
Meredith.
Appreciated her, like, bringing it down. Like, this is, like, I think this is what I appreciated the most about
yeah.
about her performance, is that, like, usually she's, like, it's how big and loud and powerful
yeah.
she can get. But this time she really, like,
this
brought
is her
it down.
Meek.
She found levels. And like, honestly, you could see she was, like, a little bit laughing at
Listen,
herself while she was crying. She was like,
the girl has range, and she just wanted us to see a little bit of it, you know.
Yes.
This was just an example of her range as an actor, and I say yes,
this was a beautiful yeah,
it was
beautiful
a beautiful
performance. Yeah,
this
was
is
like
a, this is a monologue, baby.
Yes. So as Giovanni is like, you know, Miss Marks, why do you cry? And she's like, he's
yeah.
putting his hands on her shoulders, and she's like cocking her head
and
like
well,
pouting, but also with like a shy smile.
It's a girl, like a girlish. Oh,
the girlish,
well.
Like, thank you for taking pity on me.
Oh,
sir.
You've noticed. Well, you know, it's Mother's Day, and
that was my last chance
to talk
to
my child. Yeah, my adult child who doesn't live with me any longer.
He was 25 years old, and I also did speak with him briefly.
Yeah.
But
I just would have really liked to hear from him longer on Mother's Day.
And then, like, and also, like, and thank you. You're so kind. No one ever cares.
No one
about
notices my emotions.
Totally.
And that it's Mother's Day, and I'm starting to get the feeling I'm the only mom here.
The only real mom.
The only
look
real
at them,
mother.
Look at all of them not crying that they
yeah,
can't see.
Enjoying their vacation.
Celebrating.
Celebrating.
They don't understand you and I's struggle, Giovanni, to have a beating heart. and Brittany, of course,
it's
beautifully
Brittany
cuts
bitch.
The tension.
Oh, I
Brittany
love
bitch.
Her. Yeah.
What's me? She goes, well, I didn't commit you.
Put me on camera. I've got my old razzle dazzle.
What about me? I haven't talked to my kids in 3 years' time.
And, me very much.
And then Meredith is so mad that she interrupted her gorgeous work that Meredith says, of course, it's all about you.
All about you, Brittany.
Fasten your seatbelts, Brittany. It's going to be a bumpy cobblestone high heel ride.
She starts speaking in a transatlantic accent.
She is full of Betty Davis. Betty Davis
oh
eyes.
Oh my God, she's Betty Davis eyes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
and Brittany's like Joan Crawford. No.
Yes. Feud.
The Feud.
The Feud. Well, actually, Meredith is
she's
Joan
Crawford.
Crawford and Betty Davis.
Yeah. Oh my God. I just I want to buy a cameo from Meredith, just asking her to say no.
No, yeah, no. Brittany is the little girl in the blonde wig who plays her daughter who goes, Jesus Christ. That's Brittany.
All alleged, guys.
Alleged. So
back to Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Little Lorna left.
So Heather is like, why are you even upset? Why are you not over this? And again, it's like, Heather is right. We're like making fun, but it's like the way
What's
Heather
going
does
on?
It.
Yeah, she's like, why are you so upset? You know, it's like, we're all moms here, you know. And then Heather's like, we all looked at a calendar and we all decided we wanted to be in Greece for Mother's Day. And then Brittany's like, my kids don't even speak to me and you don't see me crying. I haven't had Mother's Day with my kids in like 5 years. And crying about it.
Yeah. I saw the calendar. It said Mother's Day. And I was like, well, I've got no plans.
That's
three. 3 years.
Yeah.
That's not even counting.
Complaining.
Not even counting all the plans I left early and didn't show up for before that. Like, I'm, you know, but I'm not complaining.
Yes.
So then Lisa and Whitney, Lisa and the rest of the donkey gang come up. The donkey divas of Santorini make their way up the stairs. And Lisa is now there so she can interject again. And she's like, this is really about like Whitney and Meredith being upset with each other. This is like really what it all comes back to is like, we don't have to keep going back to the plane, mm-hmm. as Tattoo and Fantasy Island says, let's stay in the now. And it's really about Whitney one episode ago calling her an alcoholic and a pill popper.
Right.
So then Whitney apologized and she was like, it was just not appropriate what I said about pill popping and alcoholism. It's a slippery slope, which Michelle, that's exactly what we said.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I like Whitney, because I imagine that if I was a producer on the show and also really hot and slutty and with a really thick Salt Lake City accent and a wild past of pole dancing and adultery, I would be exactly like her.
Oh my God, of course.
And she's very like Marilyn Monroe, where it's like, if I talk like a little Helen baby, then people won't realize that I'm really the one pulling the pills.
I'm the one who has the problem with the pills and alcohol.
Yeah, I think it's I think she's so smart, I guess. Yeah. I know people like, I hate that people are like, no, I hate what watch
she's
what
stupid.
Crap ends. Like, act like she's
stupid. I like Whitney. She's fun.
I think she's like, even if, whether you like it or not, I feel like you have to admit she's really smart. She just talks like a baby.
Yeah.
Like,
and she does put like shit out. I will say, like, to give her credit, like, she's always like, I'll just put shit out there. And, you know, my husband lost his job. And I talk about that he lost his job because of the show. And
And I think she's such a team player, which is why we love SLC. A lot of the girls are, but this season she actually has been putting more into herself because she knew she was on the rocks, more into her storylines, more into her branding, and it's like
she
it really
the
shows.
But she isn't like one to always be like, I need to be the star and I need to be, you know, like she really
she's
is
such a utility player, which I really appreciate.
She's a pinch hitter.
And so then after Whitney apologizes, which is good, like that's really the right thing to do for the show so that it can move forward because we've been stuck in reverse.
You gotta stop talking about it.
So then Meredith goes, okay, great. And then that's the next scene.
I love it. Thank you.
Ice cold, baby. I love it. So then they're all out by the pool after the mandatory activities and, having fun. It's mandatory fun, which Heather and Whitney like to have to break up the scenes. And it's like, will Meredith come or not? And in her confessional, she's like, I'm trying to reset, restart, have some fun. And it's kind of like, I feel like this is like the real question of the episode.
Yeah.
Will she?
Will she have? Yeah.
To her credit. She does. Hmm. She comes out in like a evil stepmom, evil secretary, blazer swimsuit. Blazer, yeah, like very Meredith Blake from Parent Trap.
Where does she get all of these blazers?
I mean, to me, it looked like a Zara, but I'm sure it's like, you know, Prada or something. Mm. But it was giving Zara a little bit.
And by the way, Zara's like nice.
Zara's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it was like kind of like a knit plaid skirt, a matching knit plaid, a cropped bolero swim blazer.
Yeah.
And then a matching knit.
Because she's worn swim blazers before and they were different. So I'm like, where's she getting all these swim blazers?
How many swim blazers does she have?
She must have them specially made.
Yeah, I mean, I guess like for if you're swimming like in Cape Cod or something, that actually is like really cool and cute. But like, ugh, I would not want to be wearing them in Texas.
A lot in Greece?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it is Greek winter? We don't know.
It's all Greek to me.
It's all Greek to us. Yeah. So she comes out. She does her reveals. Everyone tries on the swim blazer and the swim knit skirt. They're all having fun. They're eating tempura. Mary eats a tempura shrimp and says, I don't think this shrimp got dewormed.
Yeah, it didn't get deveined, which means
which
that
the
poop shoot.
But she calls it dewormed.
Yeah, which is wrong.
The shrimp is full of worms. But yeah, again, poop obsession. Mm-hmm. Mary's sticking with her branding as well.
Yes.
And then they kind of get into like a fun little never have I ever type sesh where Bronwyn surprised the group and perhaps to start her branding pivot when she admits she's kissed a girl before. Mm-hmm. This is where I say my prediction. Bronwyn is going to
Kyle Richards, but better.
But real. But and real. Like, yeah. And she's going to call out Kyle for him.
Not ever.
Queer baiting.
Okay, yeah. Just quick sidebar. Like, everyone was like, oh, Kyle finally admitted that she dated this woman for a year, but she didn't. I went and I watched the clip in this last episode. She just said that she was in a relationship and in love with somebody who didn't want to talk about it. She never mentioned who it was. She never mentioned it was a woman. She didn't do anything. She just said she was in a relationship. It sucks. I hate her.
I'm kind of mad at Beverly Hills now for like the people who still watch it because it's like it feels like they're kind of being abused by Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm. Although there is this new Amanda girl on there, and I'm really into whatever she's doing.
I've heard she seems great and like genuinely deranged,
like
deranged.
She
can mix it up.
And she's scamming people. It's I really like that. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah, that's – I mean, but I can't go back. I can't.
I'm not going back.
Beverly Hills is a fuckboy where it keeps promising you that it's going to ever have a good episode. And
we'll
it's
never.
Like, baby, I'm going to. Baby, I'm going to change. And then it never does. And
yeah.
I hate that for my friends.
We'll never have another Dana, Pam, and Brandy on crutches screaming at the Richard sisters.
No. We can never go home again because Brittany is getting her face dewormed.
She is.
And Dana Pam has a podcast where she investigates
Swamp, you know, I went back and I watched that episode. I watched the first like three seasons recently of Beverly Hills, and it's mm-hmm. so funny. I forgot that she just started be calling Dana Pam because it was Kim who was like,
"You seem like Dana, a Pam.
Yeah, Pam, you look like a Pam." And then everyone starts calling her Dana Pam or Pam at the party, and she's like, "Only Kim can do that. Okay, she has yeah. special privileges, but nobody else can."
It's yeah. so like sometimes those Cam, it's like her reads are like, because her brain is kind of frozen right. in like as a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
She has those really mean 14-year-old yeah. reads. Like, you look like a Pam. That's like devastating.
Yeah. yeah.
That is such a read.
Mm-hmm. She's such a read.
I can't explain why. It's so accurate and it's so mean.
Yeah.
And it's now it's Dana Pam's legacy.
It's Dana Pam.
But I would wear it proudly. Roasted like that, it's like of New York roasting.
Yeah, it's like it's as iconic as like a Justin Bobby name.
Exactly. Yeah. Dude wore homeboy wore jeans to the beach.
Right.
The man with two first names. Okay. Back to the episode, which we are wrapping up. So Bronwyn admits she's kissed a girl before. Whitney, she's like, "Whitney, you've kissed a girl, right?" And Whitney, instead of answering, gives her a little smooch on the lips. And Whitney is like very like, she's so Marilyn Monroe.
She's so Marilyn.
Michelle, now that I've realized it, I'm like, I can't stop. She's like, "Oh, well, everyone says I'm a good kisser since the first time I kissed a boy. So I'm not surprised that Brittany thinks so. The fact that it's notable to her, maybe she hasn't gotten a lot of smooches in a while."
Take me seriously, though. I'm serious. What was that movie that Marilyn Monroe did with the, who was the actor this year? Like, it was like
Laurence
the
Olivier?
Showgirl. Yeah.
The showgirl.
That's, and yeah. The... And like, so like Meredith's like Laurence Olivier. And that's why he's like, "I can't stand her."
Yes.
"I can't stand her.
I can't stand her. Not a real actor. Mm-mm. Hasn't been trained in the legitimate
She's
theater.
She's always ruining it."
So then Brittany says she hasn't kissed a girl, but she's kissed over 300 guys. And she has kept track of it on a spreadsheet.
So funny.
Why didn't we have that spreadsheet in the kitchen?
Why did we have that spreadsheet?
Should have been on the kitchen wall.
And she acts like it's like, she's like, "What? That's just, you know, I haven't slept with all of them." It's like.
That's not the weird part. The weird part is keeping track.
Yeah. And it's like. Also, that is a lot of people to kiss, but whatever. No shame.
Yeah, I mean, maybe she's trying to break some kind of record. I don't know.
I think that is a lot of different people to kiss.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't even – I have no idea.
I have no idea. I don't think I'm at 300.
That sounds like a lot. But I'm like, I don't know, maybe. Just if she's also counting like – well, I guess it's just guys, so it's not just like friendly, like, wah.
Yeah.
Like, she's not counting like her family members, so –
I don't know.
Unless they're male. I don't know.
Yeah. And she's like, what's the big deal, girls?
Yeah. Yeah. Is it on the lips?
I think so. I think that's what
it is on the lips. She did.
Yeah.
She did say that.
Yeah.
Well, she also is an actor. So I bet she's counting her many roles as like the love interest in
those
Mormon
movies. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, we need to watch one.
I'm excited too.
So then Meredith also mm-hmm. has an admission, which is one time I was in high school. I had all of my friends over. My mom didn't know about it, and she was coming home soon. What we didn't tell her was that all my friends were there, and we did something very bad. We broke one of her vases.
Oh, my God.
And now we said it.
And now we said it.
She's
I'm a
being
bad,
really coy
bad girl.
In this too, where she's like intentionally being like, "You think I'm going to give you something about drugs and alcohol, but then
I
I'm going to be
nothing.
Very proud when I blueball you."
I broke a vase.
I broke a vase. Sorry, mommy. That was a passive aggressive. We really saw all the colors and flavors of her passive aggression. Yeah.
When Meredith gets quiet, it is so riveting on screen.
It's riveting. And that's why, like, they're like, "Lisa, stop jumping in." Every time she gets quiet,
she's
like,
"What?
Let the moment sit." Yeah.
Stop talking about her. Stop her. She just wants to talk to her son.
So they all go out clubbing. They all put on their slutty clothes,
their sexy Sunday clothes.
Except really, like, that was like the dress code was like, we're being sexy. And then everyone wears like, matching like beach sets.
Yeah.
Really.
Resort wear. Yeah.
Resort wear, including Whitney, who's like in a terry cloth.
It's like Juicy Couture. Leotard.
Yeah. And then Heather keeps being like, oh, you look like a Russian gymnast. And I was like, I don't really see that at all.
I feel
like
maybe
like 1930s strongman, maybe. Mm-hmm. But and so then they all they're driving there again in the Sprinter van. And Lisa brings up high body count hair. She's like, Brittany, you don't have high body count hair right now. And then Brittany says, I trademarked high body count. I stole it.
Trademarked.
Yeah. And everyone gasped. The
courtroom went a hush in the room.
Crickets in the court.
There was a hush in the room.
And everyone is shocked. Mm. And Angie is immediately disgusted and furious. Like,
how dare you? In my country, you admit this?
When my own Papu was birthed? Lisa is immediately like, oh my God, no, you can't do that.
You can't do that. That's her. That. She said
that's
that.
The rules. No. You can't. And then Brittany's like, why? Were you going to trade rep market? And then Angie is like, she like looks kind of sad and she like kind of laughs to herself. She looks down. She's like, like, yeah, she was. Yeah. And now she can't.
Yeah.
Obviously she was though, because it's like, but she really should have rushed.
She really should have done it like when that happened.
She could have made a lot of money off of it.
She
Brittany's
didn't.
Not going to. She just ditched it.
Yep.
It's kind of a clear case of feeling Giovanni, where it's like,
yeah,
Dorinda was upset that it was her IP and Luann took it. But it's like, Dorinda, what are you going to do? You're not going to make a song about it.
Yeah.
You're not a cabaret or cabaresque.
Yeah. She was one. What did Luann put on the dresses? And she's like, yeah, and they fit me like a glove.
But I mean, I guess that like,
yeah,
this is like a reverse Giovanni, almost, where it's like if someone like patented it with no intention to make money off of it, and the other person could have been, it's like if Luann patented Skinny Girl before Bethany got the name.
She should have. I wish she had at this point.
Yeah, honestly, she created a monster by being nice to her friend. She created a cheater brand.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so
tipsy
Brittany,
girl.
Brittany is like keeping it pretty.
She's
like,
keeping it pretty cool.
She's very unflappable. And
even
that's what
though
I really
she's trademarked it, I don't think she's done anything with it. She just trademarked it. She doesn't have like shirts that say that right now or something. I don't know.
But I just love how she can like take a licking and keep on ticking.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, she's like so not
so nonchalant.
So nonplussed. Yeah, she's like, okay, yeah.
She's
let's
like,
still
sorry.
Go to dinner. What's the problem? I don't.
Yeah. She's like, don't be a sore. And Angie is like being like, she's really trying to hurt her because she's mad. She's really doing cheap shots. She's like, your hair is too long. Once I get to dinner, you make me want to cut my hair because your hair's so long and it looks cheap. You look
cheap.
Trashy.
Yeah,
she just can't stop.
Mean.
It's like the word
she's like,
vomit.
She's like, oh, she's like, yeah, your hair looks so cheap. Now it makes me want to cut my hair. Like it's so ugly looking. And I was just like, what?
Like, would you trademark slut? People call you a slut.
Yeah.
It's very
it's kind of
mean girl. Yeah, it's like I don't mind
nastiness.
It when she. I don't mind it when she and Lisa go back and forth like that because it's like they can both dish it out. But it's like Brittany is like, yes, it doesn't affect her like it affects most people.
Yeah,
who,
it's still just like mean to watch.
But it's still so mean.
It's
yeah,
just it's like
it's
like
below
you know
the
what?
Belt.
It's like okay, fine. You're mad that I trademarked the thing that you said, but it was about me. But you you never did and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's basically what she says. She's like, sorry.
She's
like
what?
I
you said it
right.
to me. She's like, it was about me. It was about my hair, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a law that she can't trademark that. And then Meredith lets us know that. She's like, yeah, the law says. And technically, she is in the right.
I'm being brave by saying this because I know how you all hate and are prejudiced against an educated woman.
And I'm going to say this eloquently because it's the only way I know how to speak.
And she has the final word on the matter.
Mm-hmm.
Judge Meredith has ruled in favor of the plaintiff.
Exactly.
High body count hair
yeah.
belongs to Brittany now. That's the end of our episode. We will be on, I guess the SLC will be on hiatus, but we'll be covering older episodes, some classics. We're going to drop a VPR season 2 and Sheena's engagement party recap. 'Tis the reason for the season. And also, if you live in Dallas, on Tuesday, we will be watching the Vanderpump Rules, Sheena's engagement party. Do you say you don't feel pain? Feel this, good as gold, dancing on the bar. We'll be enjoying that all as a community. 'Tis the season. And Sheena is the reason
for the season.
For the season. So yeah, come out. It's on Tuesday nights at the Grapevine at 7 p.m. We have we're gonna have a trivia contest. We have a little show after. We have a special musical guest, Bon Gardner, and then we have some comedian and character guests, maybe from the show itself. We love you guys. Mwah.
Bravo Break.